Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to day 34 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Hope Stored Up for You in Heaven. Avery Miller once said, "Hope is patiently waiting expectantly for the intangible to become reality." And C.S. Lewis once said, "If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were precisely those who thought most of the next." Our text for today is Colossians 1, verses 3 through 6a. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up in you for heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Colossae, mentions again the three greatest virtues of the Christian life. This time, Paul mentions them in the following order: faith, love, and hope. J.B. Lightfoot explains these three virtues as follows. Faith rests on the past. Love works in the present. Hope looks to the future. Brian Harbour provides great instruction and application to Paul's words found in Colossians 1, verses 3 through 5. Hope, as it is used in this verse, is not a subjective feeling, but an objective fact. On a hot summer day in Dallas, someone might say, "I've heard it is going to rain today." We respond, "I hope so." That is hope as a subjective feeling. That's not the way the word is used in our text. Hope, in this case, is an objective fact. Notice three ideas about our hope reflected in the text. First, hope produces faith and love. That is the opposite of what we normally think. We think of hope as being produced by our faith, yet Paul said in our text that our faith and love spring from the hope. Why do we keep believing even when our circumstances are awful? Why do we keep loving even when people shun our love? It is because of our hope in Christ. Second, our hope is secure. The word hope is stored up for you in heaven. It is not deposited in some bank, which might eventually fail. It is not invested in the stock market, which might ultimately fall. Our hope is stored up for us in heaven. It is secure. Third, hope comes from the gospel. The Colossian Christians received this hope through the gospel that has come for you. Christ Jesus provides something we can receive from no other source. He provides a relationship with the eternal God, which guarantees our future. That's why the message of Christ is called good news. It gives us security about the future, which enables us to make it through the insecurities of the present. Jesus gives us hope. This hope was deeply rooted in the lives of the Colossians. Our hope is founded on the gospel and stored up in heaven. Hope looks ahead. Hope has to do with the future, and what a glorious future it is. Our hope is guaranteed by God Himself in His infallible word. Put your hope in Christ and in the future resurrection He has stored for His children. Take a few moments to consider the following questions. How does knowing you have hope stored up for you in heaven increase your hope for today? Why do you think Scripture repeatedly connects faith, hope, and love? How does the order of these virtues indicate a deeper truth? And finally, how does the following quote give you perspective to never lose hope? When you say that a situation or a person is hopeless, you are slamming the door in the face of God. Charles L. Allen. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you have a blessed day.